And we're on, excuse me, and we're on Breed. When I first, now hearing the song again many years later, oh my God, I'm dying. Anyway, it reminds me of a place I used to go to when I was 15, 16. It was called The Shop on Long Island. And what was so brilliant about this place is that every time there was a Sunday where we didn't have school the next day, where we had Monday off, this place would open for teenagers. So teenagers got to go to a club-like atmosphere, and we would get so fucked up and so drunk and so high. I never got high there. Of course, I wanted to, but I never could get any good weed. We just always seemed to get alcohol, which was fine. But we would just get so obliterated there. And this was, again, 1993, 1994, at the height of grunge and the Seattle movement. And they would play Nirvana songs, Pearl Jam songs, Soundgarden songs, I think. They would play Nine Inch Nails. They would play a lot of Nine Inch Nails, a lot of industrial stuff like Ministry. So it was a good mix, and we would mosh and crowd surf. It was probably my first experience being in a mosh pit before going to those kind of concerts. So when I hear Breed, it reminds me of this place, because this place would play Breed, and the whole crowd would sing, and the whole crowd would just go crazy. Just picture a bunch of 15 and 16-year-olds just moshing and trying to hook up and trying to meet people from different schools. Well, I shouldn't say everybody, but there was a lot of messed up people there on alcohol and other things. So that was the first impression I got when I heard this song again. And musically, it's layered one after the other. So it comes in with the guitar, and then the distorted bass, and then the drums come in. So it's one right after the other. And lyrically, it repeats a lot. But what I got from it, at least in the chorus, it sounds like he's happened upon a nice-looking woman, and maybe he's a little shy, and he's saying to her, listen, I really like you, and it's not about sex. It's about other things. We can plant a house. We can build a tree. And I think the switching of the words means the kind of nervousness that Cobain was feeling when he sees this woman that he really, really likes. And so the switching just could be a complete nervousness about meeting someone new. And the really cool thing about this song, and I didn't really think much of this song before I listened to it again, but I listened to it on headphones, and not even the best kind of headphones either. But during the solo, which was, I guess, kind of a simple solo, but which was what was so cool about this solo, is that it faded from the right ear to the left ear, which I never noticed before, because I never listened to this album on headphones. It was always through some kind of speakers, and I never really caught on, which leads me to say that any album that you have should be listened to on headphones, because you just get that extra dimension to it. You find these little things that are there that you would never be able to find listening to it on speakers. And especially nowadays, with just listening to stuff on laptops, and you get like a really tinny sound. So you either want to get a really, really, really good pair of speakers in just a soundproof private room where you can hear the different kind of production values that go on, or just get a pair of headphones to really just sink in and dig deep into this song. And listening to this song, especially, as well as the album so far, is giving me a whole new appreciation of it, where, as I said at the beginning in the introduction on Smells Like Teen Spirit, which you can find on YouTube if you search it or go on my channel, is that I was tired of this album. I didn't really want to listen to it anymore because it was so overplayed. It was overplayed on the radio, and it was overplayed just from playing it all the time, as teenagers often do, over and over and over again when we don't have that much time. But listening to this on headphones is now making me not tired of this album, and allows me to catch new things within it.